Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. She was already hightailing it to the stables last time I saw her. Today, the 11th of October, 10-11-2022. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, who will be joining us later on this morning. Caring Compassion Community, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's running the board.
I am.
You know, it's have Nate, have you, sometimes Sue, sometimes Pat, sometimes Jim. It's remarkable how good I am to keep going. You're getting ready to leave us here for a few minutes, for a few days.
I am, Friday through Friday, or Friday through Monday.
There you go. You big band guys. I have to ask you.
Yeah.
How was
the show?
Yeah.
Amazing. I still really haven't had a chance to recover from it, but
we had an after show.
We had the after party.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anybody get arrested?
No.
Well, then I should have come.
You should have come.
You know,
but
what?
No, we had
a bunch of sissy kids.
We had 200 people show up to the show, so
that's great.
Yeah, I was thankful that's for great. It.
We'll talk about it when we get a chance.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the weather look like?
Yeah. So this week we are in the mid-90s. The highest we'll get is 97, and then Saturday will be 92, and then the lows are just below 60s, 60, 61, 62.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business out of Anderson that treats their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Kurt Obey. I have giveaways. I have two beautiful women sitting in front of me, if I may say that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're a little bit smaller. We have to push that down for you. Bring that kid seat in here.
I know, I need it.
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I'm here with Casey Fabry. Close?
Yes, you got it perfect.
And Gabby Cervantes. Wait a minute. Cervantes.
Cervantes. Close.
Well, my V's look like you sometimes. Cervantes. And they're from Turtle Bay, and there's a lot of stuff going on. So who wants to start?
You go for it, Gabby.
All right.
Well, they call you Gabby.
Gabby.
Gab away.
Thank you. I'm the special events coordinator at Turtle Bay, and I just wanted to chat a little bit about our event coming up this weekend, Oktoberfest. It's 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's for the whole family. So we're going to have beer, games. We're going to have all fired up there so the kids can paint if they want, pretzel, necklace making, all kinds of fun stuff. So,
this is like a pre-Halloween thing.
It is. It's like a. It's not a very super traditional Oktoberfest, but it's still there. Will be some German influence in there to keep it on the theme.
Are there going to be buxom barmaids walking around with 12 steins of beer?
No,
have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
I mean, there's no. I mean, these ladies have got . How many have you seen? Four or five steins of beer in their hand.
That's some talent.
Yeah.
Walking around. My gosh. So we're not going to see that.
Maybe me. Who knows? But,
well, you know what? I'm coming now, young lady.
Well, there you go.
Okay. So this is going to be for all ages. So
yeah.
Even though there'll be beer there, there's also going to be lots of things for the kids.
Yes.
How much does this cost?
It's $20 for adults and $10 for kids.
And I'm going to give away some tickets, people.
Woohoo.
And I've got some tickets here to give away. And you may see me there or in the beer garden.
Right.
It's going to be the beer garden
yeah.
and the kid garden.
Right? Yes, there will be both.
So you still get ID'd, Casey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, just you get ID'd.
Okay, so this sounds great.
Yeah.
And it's going to be this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes.
All ages.
All ages.
Down by the river.
It's going to be at Paul Bunyan Forest Camp.
Ooh.
So with our mill building, we'll have the playground for the kids,
some animals walking around.
Yeah,
people drinking beer next to a sawmill. I can't think of a better way
to
start off Halloween.
Very Oktoberfest.
Okay, this is the first time Casey has been on.
Yeah,
first of all, we do a thorough background investigation,
okay.
Casey, and I have some questions about
prepared.
You know, in that year between high school and college. Okay?
Okay.
No, just kidding.
I was ready for it.
I know you were. I help children in Africa with cleft palates. I rescued a rhinoceros since I threw my bodies on the rhinoceros to keep people from shooting and poaching.
Yeah, something like that. You're pretty close.
Good morning, Casey. And
good morning.
I haven't seen you before.
Right. I am the new marketing coordinator. I started a couple of months ago, and I'm loving it.
Well, let me tell you, David Mong used to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
And you got some big shoes to fill there. But the big thing you do is just shoot us emails all the time.
Yeah.
And
email
crazy on us. Yeah. Beat me to death with emails.
But
let us know everything that's going on so then we can kind of like pass
it
on.
Yeah, there's okay. always a lot going on at Turtle Bay.
Okay, so what do you have this morning?
All right, so we have two brand new exhibitions in our museum that are must-sees. So first we have Magnificent Me, and this is all about the human body. So it's super interactive. We have a lot of different activities for the guests. You can learn about your brain, your lungs, your eyesight. It's going to be really, really cool. And then our second one is Art in the Animal by the Society of Animal Artists. So there's over 150 pieces of artwork in our museum gallery right now. Everything from paintings to sculptures of animals.
It's all about animals. So.
Yes.
It's all animals.
Art and the animal. So.
Do you have any exotic type animals in there?
Mm-hmm. We have basically everything. We have hummingbirds, turtles, dogs,
there was
foxes.
A couple wild cats in there.
Yeah.
I've watched, Linda and I watched a documentary on hummingbirds. It was fascinating. Mm-hmm. Had no idea. On some of the, you know, where they came from and, you know, of course you see different hummingbirds and all that, but they slowed down the wings so you could see how they work and what gives them that ability to hover like that.
That's
a lot of, you know, I mean, their wings are set up different than the rest of the birds.
Yeah. That's
anyway, it's fascinating. And you've got over how many?
150 pieces of artwork. You could spend hours in our gallery right now.
You know, if you've ever gone to the, you know, like the big museums have got these big paintings, there'll be a class in there from some art school that sit in front of a painting, one painting for like 4 hours. Then they move to another one studying it. So, yeah, my friends, you go to this exhibit. Plan on this being maybe a multi-day exhibit.
Yeah,
if you're really interested
like
in animals
that.
and seeing that's all different kinds, I'm all excited. I want to go.
Yeah, and they're so realistic too. It's like sometimes you feel like you're looking at a TV screen. It's so realistic.
Oh wow.
The paintings. Yeah.
You know the paintings where the eyes follow you across the room. You know,
yeah.
Anyway. Oh no, it's still looking at me. Okay. Well, you know what, Turtle Bay. I love Turtle Bay. And, you know, I'm sure there was some kind of fight when they started Turtle Bay. There are always fights here in Redding to start anything new. But it has proven itself over the years. And I'm going to take an early break because I'm going to come back and talk about something that may be happening starting next month. Oh, yeah. Gabby's going, what?
What is I'm intrigued.
What's today, Tuesday? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial or, you know, it runs out or something, things just aren't going right for you, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. That's right, free. He'll call it in. And if you just got questions about, is this thing going the right way, Patrick will tell you. No, it's... They're doing everything they're supposed to. You don't need to get legal help in here. It's just let it run, and this is what happens. You know, this is the kind of guy he is. Work injuries can be life-changing. The insurance company's got a million lawyers there. And you need one that knows the law. And Patrick is an expert in workers' comp. He worked for the insurance companies for a few years, couldn't take it any longer. And now he's working on the other side. He has come to the light. If you need someone fighting for you for a workers' comp injury or denials, give Patrick a call, Patrick Gorman. Herniot Law. Call at 530-262-2168 today. And he's a pit bull. And he'll fight for you. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. I'm coming to you today as a concerned citizen for our county. What we need in our county is experienced people who have the best interest of all the citizens of this county, who will represent us in a fair and equal way and know the business that's the most important to move this county forward. Will you join me this November 8th in voting for Aaron Reznor for District 1 Shasta County Supervisor?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, and from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
Hi, this is Redding Mayor Pro Tem Mark Mazzano. I'm excited to tell you I'm endorsing Marcus Parton for Redding City Council. He is the best choice for Redding.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Redding City Council 2022.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 11th of October, 7:19 in the morning, about 54 degrees, going up in the 90s today. Thinking about purchasing an electric car, and aren't we all? Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit City of Redding. redingrancheria.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Hey, I am here with two young ladies from Turtle Bay, Casey Fabry and Gabby Cervantes. Gabby handles the special events, and Casey is our newest marketing and media guru.
Coordinator, right. Yes.
Yeah, the coordinator. Okay, now, I know you've got a script of things that are going on, but I threw one at you right before we left. Tell us about what's happening, and it's going to be next month, starts next month.
Yes.
What is it?
We are so excited for our third annual Reading Garden of Lights. Super exciting.
Sound of applause and cheers coming in the background. Yeah. Hear the crowd.
Oh, and why?
So it should be.
Okay.
Yeah, so Garden of Lights starts November 18th through January 8th.
Well, you've expanded it.
Yes, we expanded
so
it by
could
a week.
Hit Christmas and New Year's because people are traveling then.
Yeah, we want to keep the festivities going through 2023.
And, okay, so over a million lights.
Yes.
And are y'all already must be working on them?
Yeah.
Now. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, we closed the gardens so that all of our amazing maintenance and light people can go in there and do their thing and make it amazing for families to come enjoy.
Well, you know what? If you have not gone to the Garden of Lights,
mm-hmm.
I want to say Festival of Lights, but I'm sure that's stolen by somebody else. The Garden of Lights, you can walk through it. If you just wanted to walk through it, you could do it in 20 minutes, mm-hmm. You know, easily.
Yeah.
You could walk through it. If you just walk through it without stopping or looking at any of those amazing light shows that you all put on with music and everything, you can do it quickly. But there are benches out there if they're a little bit older. It can take you easily an hour. It may be longer if you got kids because there's so many great things out there, and including food, beverages. So how's that going to look this year?
Yeah, so Mosaic is doing our food and beverage. So there's going to be hot chocolate, apple cider, different foods for dinner for families to enjoy, too. So you could easily spend an hour or two.
Last year, there was something like, what, 80,000 people went through there? I'm not sure. Something like that.
I believe so. Yeah, I think you're close.
Well, y'all are looking for that magic 100K.
Yeah,
so let's think about this, my friends. People come as far north as Seattle, mm-hmm. and as far south as San Diego to come up to these. A lot of people travel, take this time during the season from other states to travel strictly to light shows.
Mm-hmm.
And when you figure that many people went to see it, what impact it has on our economy. So mm-hmm. I would like to hear that someday. Because everybody can figure out how much money was brought in. And I don't want to be mercenary about this. But here's a great event that also helps the bottom line for Reading mm-hmm. and all the businesses here. Okay, let's go back to Gabby. Gabby. Okay,
hi.
We've got two new events. The mm-hmm. big one, you've got events coming besides mm-hmm. the Garden of Lights. You've got Oktoberfest. What else is happening?
Well, we have our New Year's Eve party actually in the Garden of Lights that we're chatting about. We're going to have two different stages with entertainment. We're going to have food and drink there. And, of course, the Garden of Lights. So you can ring in the New Year
wow.
amongst the lights.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Liam wants to know, but he's a little bit shy to ask. Is there going to be a mosh pit there?
I hope so. Let's get wild.
Okay.
It'll be a good time.
So two different areas of music, and or, mm-hmm. did I get that right?
Yeah, they're going to be
plus
on separate
food,
ends of
plus,
the garden.
Plus libations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there places for people to sit, or is it just everything's going to be
oh,
up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Reading okay. Heating and Air is actually going to be there. They'll have a lounge with a bunch of heaters, so you can relax, have a drink, listen to some music. Yeah.
Okay.
And plenty of places to sit.
Great. It's if you haven't been there, now, last year was your first time at that.
Mm-hmm. It was our first
time. And we always go to a friend's house for out of town for New Year's Eve, so we haven't seen it yet. I don't know when we will. Mm-hmm. But just the feedback I got from that is people had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so Casey.
Yeah.
You got any spectacular announcements besides just those? You've got two pages of notes.
Yeah,
here.
Well, we have a lot going on.
Keep going. I've got 6 minutes.
Perfect. One thing that I wanted to share is we have an amazing opportunity for all of the talented artists out there with our West Coast Biennial art exhibit. So we are accepting submissions for artwork now through November 8th.
And that is for the...
Biennial.
Yes. Okay.
So your artwork will be featured in the Turtle Bay Museum Art Gallery in an exhibition, and you can also win cash prizes. So if you or anyone you know is interested in submitting a piece of artwork for this year's juror, you can visit our website.
They put them up, though, right? In different
yes.
places?
Yes.
I mean, if I submit this watercolor I did, would that be put up on the wall? I mean, not
if
win.
If it was selected... By our juror. Yeah. So you submit your artwork, and then our juror goes through all of the submissions and then puts together a beautiful gallery for the public to enjoy.
Well, how many do you usually get, you know? I know this is your first year, but is
I'm
it like hundreds?
Really sure.
How big is the exhibit, though? Is it like, you know, we've got 150 paintings and sculptures in for the birds,
mm-hmm.
Or for the animals, I should say. So would it be like, you know, so people, are, as Linda says, let her visualize this. So is it going to be like 100 locals, pieces of art, something like that? I mean, I'm sure that it must be something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure they fill the gallery as best as they can. I'm really not sure how many.
Okay,
been
well,
in the
that
past.
Wasn't fair to you. You just started, you know, a month ago. You haven't seen this. I may submit my my watercolor.
I think you should.
Yeah.
You should.
Who knows? You could win.
Yep. I want my own wall.
All right, I'll let
so people
know.
So we'll leave room for lots of people to kind of stand around and look at it and
perfect.
Go, there
perfect.
Is something wrong with this guy. okay, what else?
Our fall plant sale is still going on now through October 29th. So you can come by the Turtle Bay Nursery Wednesday through Sunday from 9 to 1, and you can check out all of the plants.
And these are a lot like local plants, my friends. You know, things that will grow and thrive in our kind of our kind of weather and climate and
yes.
soil.
Yes, our nursery staff is amazing. They can give you so much like gardening advice, and fall is the best time to plant. So you can get 20 to 30% off all plants now through October 29th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How much?
20 to 30%.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so come check it out.
Okay, now this Oktoberfest, it's going to be this weekend.
Mm-hmm. This Saturday.
This Saturday. It starts at 5 p.m. It's for all ages. There will be a beer garden there, mm-hmm. and there will be music.
Yes.
Will it be like guys with tubas and...
So Black Vinyl 45 learned a little bit of polka for us, just for the occasion. But there will be normal music as well.
I have two tickets. These are $20 tickets, and I have two tickets for... And I'll be giving more. Away in the next 3 days. This is for the Oktoberfest. To anybody that calls at 530-605-4567, and you'll get two tickets to the Oktoberfest. It sounds like a great time. And for your $20, you'll get into the event, and what else? You get some Lederhosen.
And you get a beer.
And you get a
or
beer.
Or a root beer.
Or a root beer.
If you're a kiddo.
If you're a kid. Okay, if you're interested, I'm sure you are. This sounds like a great time. Do we do this every year?
So this is the first time we've
first
done this
time.
Since 2019
okay.
because
okay.
of the COVID.
Yeah, because of the COVID.
The COVID.
You know, people 100 years from now will look back and they'll go, why did they destroy their economy and their school system? Anyway, okay, two tickets for Oktoberfest, and we're going to be giving them away this week. I've got about, six more. I might even be talked into giving away a family pack. Here they come. But two for sure, and if you can get Liam, get Liam to get you two more tickets, you've got to convince Liam. But right now, two tickets for Oktoberfest. It's going to be this Saturday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Woo-hoo.
Well, Gabby Cervantes and Casey Fabry, welcome. for your first time here on the show. You did very well.
Thank you. It was fun.
Okay. And Gabby, as usual, you're on top of everything. Now we've got another big exhibit starting in January with the United States Marine Corps, if I've got heard that right.
Yes. Yeah.
You got. You know about this. Who knows about it?
Not a lot.
Okay.
We're focusing on one exhibit at a time.
The United States Marine Corps is sending out an exhibition on their own dime. It's not costing us anything. And it's art from combat veterans that they have put together. And it travels all over the United States. And Turtle Bay, I provided a name, and that's all I needed to do. And Turtle Bay jumped on it, and the Marine Corps wants to have it out here in Redding, California, and we want to see it.
Yes,
so
we're excited.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. We're going to talk about things that are going on in our city, our state, and our nation. But this portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. Why? Beautiful accommodations, gourmet food, pet friendly. If you've had enough, like I have, of last night at 11 o'clock trying to unplug a sink blockage, and I was really successful with that. Linda threw away the towels. This is a place to go to. This is, you don't have to worry about things. You don't have to worry about what's for dinner that night. You had your choices. You don't have to worry about plumbing. You don't have to worry about anything. This is a place to come. This is for active seniors. It's not an assisted living facility. And, you want to have a personalized tour. We'll give Brian Martin a call at 530-238-5981. Get a tour. Have lunch. Meet the people. You won't be sorry. River Commons Senior Living, located on Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. I delivered our local paper before the age of 12. I managed a grocery store in Anderson at 19 and later on another store in Happy Valley. I've been a driver salesman for the last 20 years for various companies here in Shasta County. I have over 40 years of customer service experience, and I want to bring that experience to all of our county departments. I plan on creating a simple website like fast food franchises and retailers use. Go to this website and let us know how we did. How was your experience? How did we do? The majority of our county departments will get nothing but compliments, and all I will say is keep up the good work. Thank you. But for those few departments where we might have a problem, that problem will be addressed. The culture must change to, number one, the citizen is a customer. Treat them accordingly. And number two, if the citizen is a taxpayer, they are the quasi-boss. Treat them as such. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for customer service. Let's make all county departments friendly and helpful like the majority already are. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Erin Resner, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. I've been blessed to call Shasta County home for most of my life. My husband and I have built a business, served the community, and raised a family all right here in Shasta County. Like many counties, we have our share of complex problems, and those complex problems require real, long-term solutions. Whether addressing homelessness, mental health, or public safety, I can promise I will listen to you, work with you, and fight for you and our community. Vote for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Aaron Resner for Supervisor 2022.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's Tuesday, and Linda's on assignment. 7:36 in the morning, about 58 degrees out there, going up in the mid-90s today on the 11th of October. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, community-owned, I shouldn't say owned, locally owned, local board of directors. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, of course, and one down in Anderson. We do our business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and it is just easy. It's easy, and that's what you want. You want your banking to be easy. Online, if you have a question, you call, and they get you to the right spot right away. Cornerstone Community Bank. You can also learn more at bankcornerstone.com. All right. I'm going to talk football just for a second. I watched football. I haven't watched a full game in I don't know how long. Last time was, I think, Super Bowl when Linda and I and Ted and Lisa went over to Reno to go to, you know, we do that. It's kind of like a thing we do every year. So we watched the whole game. The Tom Brady, everybody knows who Tom Brady is. If you watch pro football at all or you follow him, right now he's in the papers because he and his beautiful model wife, Giselle, may be having problems. Who cares? Keep throwing the ball, Tom. On Sunday, he was wrapped up in a defender who just looked like he'd done everything right and dropped him on the, you know, threw him to the ground and all that. And they threw a flag for, you know, for roughing the passer. And it caused all types of consternation. It did. It gave them a first down. They went down and they were able to put some points on the board and they won. Not necessarily just from that one, but this was just an egregious call. Well, last night, Kansas City Chiefs were playing the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm sorry, Raiders fan. This is not a good year for you. And a defensive lineman came up and when the quarterback from Las Vegas was getting ready to throw the ball, he had the ball in his hand. It wasn't back yet. He tackles him. He strips the ball, and they fall on the ground. Now, the defensive player just didn't fall with all his weight on him. He put his hand out. It was obvious to try and, you know, to break the fall. He had stripped the ball, and gets up, starts to run, and whistles were blowing. And a flag was thrown against this defensive player. It was a horrible call. horrible. So for the next 5 minutes of the game, you got to listen before this, right before half, you got to listen to the Kansas City Chiefs crowd. It was unbelievable. There is this one chant, and it starts with bull. That was drowning out the commentators. Oh, it was great. Anyway, that's going to be probably be looked at today because, you know, as one of them says, well, how are we supposed to tackle him? How are we supposed to get him on the ground? Why don't you just put buttons on him so if we hit the button and it, you know, and it goes off, then he's down. I don't know. So I don't know if people watch that, but it's interesting because at the same time you have people, two quarterbacks, one of them is still off the field because of concussion protocols, and they're saying, well, you weren't, you know, you're not doing enough for that, since we know that many professional football players, because they usually start when they're like 8, by the time they, you know, it's during their career, they've had numerous concussions, unfortunately. And so they started a concussion protocol, but then you had the quarterback from one of the teams got tackled, got up, took like 3 steps and collapsed. And they carried him off the field. So, it's a tough game. And you're not going to win NFL on this. You're going to try to protect people and you're going to lean to the side there. But what's more important, you know, that one flag or keeping your players alive. And I'd rather them err on the side of caution. But in this case, sometimes they err too much. All right. Let's go on. Have you been, you know, Joe Biden has finally arrived. That's right. He has finally arrived. He made it to Saturday Night Live. They went after Joe Biden. And it was, and I mean, they go after everybody, but you know, but especially if you're your name starts with Trump, you're in there. Conservatives, you're in there. Liberals, not so much. But anyway, on their program, Joe Biden, of course, had that famous intro to a speech to the auto workers. And he says, let me say 2 words. Made in America. Well, that right there, come on. That right there, just everybody just goes, ooh. Well, on Saturday Night Live, and he said it, he says, just let me say one thing, President Biden. Let me say 2 words to you. Jesus H. Christ. So it was kind of funny. But finally, when you start seeing Saturday Night Live and some of the, you know, the late night hosts, who, by the way, the ratings have dropped dramatically, and CNN, Don Lemon, his show is gone. Of course, Cuomo's show is gone. Rachel Maddow's is probably gone, even though she took a sabbatical. It might have been a good thing for her. The CNN's ratings have dropped so precipitously that they have a new head of the company who says, we're going to go back to doing what we're supposed to do, news and with less commentary. Yeah, we'll see. The election's going on, a number of things that are going on that's coming. Tulsi Gabbard, who was a Democrat, she was a moderate Democrat, just announced she's leaving she's departing from the, as she says it, the elitist cabal of warmongers, Democratic Party. I find that interesting. She's a veteran. In Reading, the number of things that are going on around here. Of course, the elections, we're getting close. They're going to be mailing out the ballots here. In fact, you should be getting them pretty soon. What they found back in, I think it was Connecticut, I'm sorry, Colorado, incorrectly sent out 30,000 voter registration cards to non-citizens. I mean, how's that going to hurt, right? We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction started about 14 years ago on the dinner table of retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. It has now grown into the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 48 different spots, and that's going to increase by about 10 as they have been given the mission of teaching in all the Bass Pro Shops and Sportsman's Warehouse throughout the state. If you're looking for complete CCW training, it's Northern Firearms Instruction. All the instructors, in fact, were out there Sunday walking through a class or shooting in a class for advanced pistol. It's your right to own a pistol, a rifle, shotgun to defend yourself. But it's also your responsibility to learn how to use it correctly. And if you don't shoot it on a regular basis, if you don't take other classes, you're not doing yourself or the people around you any good. You've got to be able to use firearms safely. You've got to be able to store them safely. And this is something Northern Firearms really pushes. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax, to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Wind River Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score big with our stadium stacks half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Erin Reznor, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Shasta County is my home, and I love our community. We continue to face tough challenges. Homelessness, public safety, and mental health are issues we all experience on a daily basis. How do we solve such complex problems? The answer is clear. Together. I have seen the strength of our community as a business owner, as mayor, and as a wife and mother. There is nothing we cannot do. Join me in the fight by voting for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for Supervisor 2022.
But just look at that girl
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Rebecca and Henry own the store. It's locally owned. It's not part of a chain. They have magnificent jewelry there, very fair prices. They can repair jewelry. They can help you design your own special piece of jewelry and then build it for you. The only watch repairman in the North State is sitting right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Batteries replaced, repairs made. They have it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. All right. St. Louis has found a way to stop their epidemic of car thefts. They lead the nation in car thefts. And so how are they going to do this? And so their proposal is to sue car companies for making it too easy for people to steal their cars. It could be. It just could be. You don't have enough policemen. You're turning people loose as fast as they pick them up. And you want to sue a car company. I think it's Hyundai and Kia. Because you've made it too easy for car thefts. I'm sorry. It just seems like you're putting the blame in the wrong place. It's like Gavin Newsom coming out and saying, we're going to raise taxes on the oil companies because they're in this, they're doing windfall profits. And the oil companies are going, not so fast, Gavin. We're having these problems because of you and the Democrats' policies here in California. Right now, I think the cheapest gas I saw was, what, let me see, $5.29 a gallon down at the Wind River Mini Mart. Fast Track's $5.69. It's still, you know, we were running, what, $6.50. And it was supposed to go down, $5.75?
I think so.
We went over $6 in some spots. It's $5.79, yeah. Something like that.
It's like $7.10 in L.A.
Yeah, well, yeah. So it's gone down 50 cents. And according to the article I talked about the other day, it should go down over a dollar here, and it should go down a dollar from the highest prices because we've gone into the winter blend. Now, that's Gavin Newsom did that, and that's a good move, Gavin. Thank you very much. But then to blame it on the oil companies, I think you're going a bit far. You could take a look at the policies that you have here, the policies where you're investing billions of dollars, where even the French company who builds these high-speed railroads all over the United States pulled out of the one here and went to work in North Africa in the war-torn areas because there was they were better organized than the California bullet train in like Morocco or someplace. Are you kidding me? When I hear those things, it just kind of like gets me going. Sheriffs, the Supreme Court ruled that citizens who are not felons or other reasons can have firearms and can carry firearms to protect themselves. A couple of states started putting in all these new laws. Now, California had a law that they proposed that would effectively take away your right to carry a concealed firearm because they tried to block it in every place you could think of. And when that happens, it takes away your right to carry. It did not get out of committee. They could not pass. One of the Democrats at the last second said, I can't vote for this. It's just, it's going to be, first of all, it's going to be challenged immediately. And the Supreme Court is going to find that you can't make laws like this. Well, in New York, New York Sheriff's Association says we're not going to enforce those laws. It focuses on law-abiding citizens, and we should be looking at criminals. So the sheriffs said, no, not going to happen. We're not going to be checking people. We refuse to support that law. Now, I find that very interesting. And then you come up to, you come up into Reading, we do not have that problem. We've got a sheriff, and we've had a series of sheriffs. It's not just Mike Johnson, Eric McGreen, Tom Basenko, and before them, they have, and they always have supported the right for law-abiding citizens to have a concealed carry. We got like 12,000 of them here in Shasta County. And then it goes on to the next step here that I wanted to talk about. The FBI makes a study every year of how many times a citizen with a gun, prevents a crime. And the percentage that the FBI was talking about was really low. But then a group that studies gun crime and gun incidents in America, with a professor out of Florida, found that the FBI had woefully undercut this, that people with firearms have either prevented violence to themselves or others in over a million times, well over a million times in this country. And you think about that, and that means no shots being fired. This isn't like in a shootout. This is preventing things from happening just by because you had a firearm to defend yourself. I think that when you get into this, that we as, and this is the most frustrating thing. You're a law-abiding citizen. You pay your taxes. You put up with a lot of the weird stuff that happens in politics from the city through the federal level. And then all you want to be is, hey, I've got my rights. I have a right to carry a firearm. I've been through the classes. I've had the background check. I keep my gun safely locked up. But it's there. And one during our instructor's class on Sunday, you know, we train people on how to shoot safely, and you have to qualify with the size of the so many rounds in a target so you can shoot. We hammer on safety and storage. This weekend with the instructors, part of our training is what do you do if you're confronted with somebody, and the steps you go through, including not shooting. You've told somebody to stop. You've put your hand on your firearm. You're backing up. They keep coming. You draw your firearm, and you again tell them you're going to defend yourself. Tell them to stop. And then you don't shoot because they've left. Because it's all training. It's all muscle memory. When you pull that firearm, doesn't mean you automatically shoot. So those are just things that that people, going back to it, is we just want to be able to exercise our constitutional right. There's no you can't speak in a public place if there's over 10 people there and we don't like what you say because it could cause damage. No, there's nothing like that on the First Amendment like they're doing on the Second Amendment. So, as I said, people are starting to push back. Law enforcement agencies are starting to push back. And I'm going to talk to the sheriff about that when he's on Wednesday. And not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday is using the New York sheriffs as a model is if you get a law passed that goes totally against the Constitution, are you going to enforce it? The Democrats at the highest levels are running in fear right now because of this upcoming election. And my friends, when you get those ballots mailed to you, there's nothing that says you have to do the mail-in ballot. Keep your ballot with you and fill it out, and you can, or not fill it out, but just keep it with you. Don't do like we did last year and just think, oh, we'll just pick up our ballots down at the polling place. Take it with you because it's already marked and it's got a scan code in there to make sure that it went to the right person. And vote. Brian Daly is running for governor. And a lot of people think that Brian Daly doesn't have a chance in a Democrat state like this. But they're seeing things where people that have always supported the Democrats, people of color, different communities. They're leaving in droves because they are tired of crime. They're tired of not being able to walk down the street without having to avoid people laying there. When you need a feces app on your cell phone to tell you these streets are, may be avoided because there's human feces all over it. Smash and grabs, car thefts, the crime wave that we have. Maybe people are starting to get tired of this. Maybe they are going to take this time to maybe make a statement. It may not be Brian's year, but I think it's going to surprise a lot of people the number of votes this man gets. And maybe it sets it up for the next time that people want to be, one, safe. They want their infrastructure solid. They don't want to spend billions of dollars on a train that goes nowhere and is run horribly, and they have lied to us over and over again about it. They'd rather have that money go in and fix bridges, airports, and the roads in front of your house. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Dylan Roof's death sentence will stand, so says the U.S. Supreme Court rejecting his appeal. Roof fatally shot 9 people at a historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina, back in 2015. 12,300 and counting, that's how many illegal aliens Texas Governor Greg Abbott says have been bused to Democrat-run sanctuary cities up north, cities that Abbott says can support the migrants. It's called Operation Lone Star, and Abbott says it's helping small Texas border communities that are being overwhelmed. An investigation is underway following this morning's carbon monoxide leak at a daycare center in Allentown, Pennsylvania. About 24 people, most of them children, were taken to area hospitals. The Los Angeles City Council president has resigned that post following the leak of a recording of some racist comments that she made.
Democrat Nuri Martinez stepped down as president of the L.A. City Council Monday and apologized, saying she was ashamed of her racially offensive language in a year-old recording. Her remarks, which included mocking the black son of a white councilman, came during a discussion with other Latino council members about protecting their political power during redistricting. The white councilman, Mike Bonin, called for the resignations of the others involved in the discussion as well, describing it as a coordinated effort to weaken black political representation in L.A. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine endured more Russian missile attacks overnight. This time, the southern city of Zaporizhia was ground zero for the attacks. A death toll from yesterday's Russian strikes across Ukraine has risen to 19. Today, the G7 countries are discussing the ongoing war, what to do about it. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 39 points, the NASDAQ 121 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Losing your family's home movies and photos would be devastating. That's why Legacy Box exists, to preserve your family's recorded moments digitally, ensuring they're safe forever. Think of the time and money your family invested to capture family vacations, birthdays, even your wedding. Recording a lifetime of memories was a commitment. Camcorders cost thousands, and cameras required film and development. Legacy Box is the final step to preserve your family's past. Thankfully, it doesn't require another big investment. Legacy Box is safe, simple, and affordable. Over 1 million families have trusted Legacy Box to convert their analog media to digital. You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Become your family's hero and save them before it's too late. For a limited time, Legacy Box is offering an exclusive discount when you go to legacybox.com/lbox. That's legacybox.com/lbox.
American Airlines says it's investing in a company that hopes to supply hydrogen to planes.
The move comes as the airline industry faces more pressure to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. American announced its investment in Universal Hydrogen Company, but it didn't say how much it invested or its ownership stake in the company. Universal Hydrogen's other backers include aircraft maker Airbus and GE Aviation. Universal Hydrogen says it will build a distribution network to deliver hydrogen capsules in a way that avoids the need to build new refueling infrastructure in airports. John Scott reported.
Iran is stepping up its crackdown on Kurdish areas in the country's west as protests sparked by the death of a 22-year-old woman detained by the country's morality police rage on. Riot police fired into at least one neighborhood in the capital of Iran's Kurdistan province. News and analysis at townhall.com. Just a week after a national pumpkin record was broken, a new mark has been set.
2560, wow!
Great gourds of fire, that didn't take long. A horticulture teacher from Minnesota now owns the new U.S. mark for heaviest pumpkin. Travis Gingard's huge gourd, weighing in at 2,560 pounds, tops the mark set just last week in New York State by 6 pounds. Gingard says one thing working against him was the weather in Minnesota, where it's nice in mid-year, but spring can be rough.
It's like winning the Tour de France on a big wheel. You know, you can only hope.
Gino drove 35 hours from Minnesota to the World Championship pumpkin way off in Half Moon Bay in California. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The country's third largest railroad union rejecting a deal with employers that revives the possibility of a strike that could cripple the already struggling economy. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. And and welcome to the show. It's the 11th of October, 8:05 in the morning. The news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, Liam. What's the weather look like here?
All righty. So this week we're going to have highs in the mid-90s. The highest we'll get is on Friday, 97. Saturday we're going to have a low of 92. And then the nights are the low 60s. We won't see anything lower than 60 degrees and nothing higher than 62 degrees.
Okay. So the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a Anderson-based business. Chuck Kinney and his family began this a couple of decades ago. The reason that they're so successful is because of customer service. Customer service. When you propane all comes out of one tank, so then it comes down as how it's delivered and the way they treat you. And Shasta Gas Propane excels at this. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They do treat their customers as friends. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Casey Fatch. Good morning, Casey Fatch.
Good morning.
CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The one and only.
And Dr. Matt Allen. Did I get that? I got that right.
Yep, you got it.
And
right.
Who is one of the head guys. I don't even know what your title is. I just know that you're at Valor Oncology.
That's correct. I'm a radiation oncologist at Valor.
There you go.
So I'm a practicing radiation oncologist in town. I've been here for about 12 years now.
Okay. Valor hasn't been here 10 years.
Valor has not. It's only been here just a little over 2 years. So it's a group founded, I'm one of the partners, but two of my colleagues are vets. So one was a Bronze Star in the Army and the other Special Forces. So and he's still in the reserves.
And they're doctors.
They're doctors. So radiation oncologists. They're in the Chico office, and I'm up here and ready.
Well, the it's interesting. The Special Forces guy, was he a doctor then?
He was. He started off as a nurse practitioner in the military, and then became a physician. So
after,
okay. during,
or during. Yeah. A lot of people don't know is that the Department of Defense has a program where they send. They will send qualified people to medical school. I don't know if they still have that, but it's back on the East Coast someplace. And then when you graduate, you owe that branch of the service several years, but they put you through medical school and you get out, and they pay you while you're doing it. So it's a great deal.
It is. It's a good track.
Well, it is a good track. Yeah. Okay. Well, Casey.
Yes, sir.
You always have something new happening.
Yeah, oh. We actually did our first two cardio MEMS procedures. That's the one for the congestive heart failure patients that remotely measures the PA wedge pressure and pulmonary artery pressure. So we got two of those done, and they're very satisfied. Took probably no less than 45 minutes each. Patients are home that night, and then their blood pressure can be, their pulmonary artery pressure can be monitored, and we can do that thing that we talked about, intervening prior to them needing hospitalization.
Okay.
So it's pretty exciting, and then we will be before the end of the year launching.
So you catch it. You're preempting things. Proactive.
Yeah.
When you see something that's like right. that, so you can intervene where they, and then yep. it doesn't get to that spot where they end up.
Where they need to be admitted, because there's frequently patients are being admitted for congestive heart failure or advanced. And so we're able to get out ahead of that, which is that's a nice piece of technology.
It's funny, and for our audience, I had a friend in there that was sitting here with me during the show, and he said he had a shortness of breath. Right. I'm not mentioning names or anything.
Right.
And so he went down, and this was like on a Tuesday. He went down on a Friday.
Yeah.
And they ended up doing cracking his chest open for. I'm not exactly what it was. It was valve.
We call it a thoracotomy. It's a little more than cracking the chest open, but yeah, he probably had a thoracotomy and probably had some veins and arteries.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, and he was feeling it. But this is a very active guy. He's in great shape. And,
yeah.
And he was and we had a doctor in here, and they were talking. Well, you ought to come down and see that. Boom, right into the hospital. Right. So don't ignore those signs.
No, yeah, you got to be real careful and make sure that you talk to your physician about it, because it generally can lead to something.
Yeah, I mean, it may be a bad sardine you ate, or it could be is that your valve is shutting down.
Yeah, you know,
that was an eye opener for me.
You bring up a valid point too, because a lot of times. When a lot of people that do start to get symptomatic, but maybe they smoke or maybe they have diabetes, there's a lot of times where they won't get chest pain. So they'll have to depend on their shortness of breath symptoms and stuff to get to know that there's something wrong.
And people always talk about pain in your left arm. It could be pain anywhere. Is that correct?
Yeah, it can be in the jaw. It can be in the chest. It can be in the left arm. I've seen it in the right arm before.
It can be in the right arm also. Yeah.
But it just shares those nerve pathways with that area that's having the infarction. So,
you know, that right there, don't ignore it.
Nope, don't
Do ignore not it. Ignore signs like that. Go see your doctor. And, you know, and with the new type of technology we have here, maybe it is a valve. But you can do TAVR. It's a Tunz Tavern. It's where the Marine Corps was started was in Tunz Tavern. And the TAVR valve replacement, where you go in the morning they do it, and you go home in the afternoon.
Well, and you know, they stay overnight. That's an inpatient procedure, but you stay overnight.
Okay.
Most of the time, I'd say 99% of the time, people go home the next morning, but. You know, we just did some calculations on that. I think we've done about 180, 190 so far. Uh-huh. And we've saved people 900 days of having to go down and drive down to San Francisco or Sacramento to have the procedure. Because, you know, remember, they have to drive down there. They have to stay down there. Their families have to stay down there, drive them back. And so, that's kind of the objective of a lot of these programs that we're starting, is to keep people from having to leave the area.
Well, I know that at the Veterans Clinic that if they can't get you into other places, we go in town.
Yep.
And part of that is Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yeah, we work well with the veterans.
Okay. Dr. Allen, tell us about Valor. You said it was founded by veterans.
Yes, it was. So, I mean, I think that... You know, talking and really wanting to be able to keep people from having to go down to Sacramento or the Bay Area. It's certainly their choice if they want to do that, but along with Casey, I feel like we like the opportunity to have patients to be able to stay in town and be able to get the latest technology. And so that's really, I think, what inspired us as far as to start the practice. And it's really bringing state-of-the-art technology to be available here in Redding so they don't have to go down to Sacramento or San Francisco to get some of the treatments. So we can do things that I couldn't do before. So, for example, if we have a lung cancer patient and they've had lesions that have traveled to the brain, they have metastatic brain cancer, I can treat 7 or 10 lesions in 15 minutes for brain metastasis, which couldn't be done before here in town. We might have to, we could maybe treat one or two, but we couldn't treat 7 or 10 lesions all at one time.
And what technology gives you the ability to do that?
So it's a couple things. So as a radiation-oncologist, we have what's called a linear accelerator. So that's the machine that produces and delivers the radiation. So we have one of the new state-of-the-art ones called Electroverse HD. So part of what's also very nice about that, besides it's being the latest equipment, it also has a robotic couch, which allows us to be very accurate in the positioning. So we can have millimeter, sub-millimeter accuracy in the setup for that. It allows us to set up in 6 degrees of freedom, so not just up, down, side to side, but pitch on roll, which you have to do for some of these really special treatments if you're trying to treat a lesion that's on the spine or one that's in the brain or multiple ones in the brain in particular.
And this goes in and just burns them out?
And so what it's going to do is they're going to just be lying down on a table in the room, and it's just going to target those lesions, and it will ablate or, for lack of a better term, burnout, but essentially it will get rid of the lesions at those spots.
I use terms like burnout.
So, you know. Well, it's like cracking the chest. We, medically, we'll have a blade, but yes, essentially it's going to get rid of those lesions at those doses. So it's nice because, you know, in the past, if they were going to stay in town, we have to do what's called whole brain radiation. So you're treating the whole brain, which sometimes we still do if patients have, you know, so many lesions or if it's covering the meninges, which is essentially a layer that covers the brain, then we still do that sometimes. But for a lot of these patients, they would have to have whole brain radiation, which has a lot more side effects. So it's going to have a lot more issues with memory and thinking, what we call cognition. And it doesn't work as well. So I think what's nice about these treatments is they can have them in town. They don't have to go down to UC San Francisco or Stanford to have that. So.
Okay. We're here with Casey Fett, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Matt Allen, who is an oncologist over at Valor Oncology Center. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, Quick and Clean Car Wash, it's, the family has owned the property for like 100 years. I'm trying to picture them washing a Model T or a 1922 DeSoto or something. But this is a great place to go get your car or your truck done. It's quick. Your vehicle comes out sparkling, waxed, all of those things. They have very friendly people there. And when you roll out, you got an individual there with a clean big towel that wipes down your car and sends you on your way. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash, on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean. They're good guys down there. We'll be right back.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. I'm coming to you today as a concerned citizen for our county. What we need in our county is experienced people who have the best interest of all the citizens of this county, who will represent us in a fair and equal way and know the business that's the most important to move this county forward. Will you join me this November 8th in voting for Aaron Reznor for District 1 Shasta County Supervisor?
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey Shasta County, it's been another hot, dry summer once again here in the North State. Not only has it been hot, but the lack of water in our lakes and canals have left our county especially dry. I pray for no fires, and I thank our firefighters for their hard work. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote this November. One of the many things I plan on doing in Shasta County is making our forests cleaner and safer from wildfires. I want to write an ordinance to make the state and feds manage our forests better than they have been doing. I want to reduce the fuel loads on our state and federal forest lands. I have already consulted several experts on this subject and would like to reduce the risk of wildfire in the future. I don't want to burden the private landowners with an ordinance, but I would like to strongly encourage them to reduce their fuel loads also. I would like to save the available grant monies to help out the private landowners, but make our state and federal agencies reduce the fire risk rather than beg for compensation after a disaster. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote. Let's work to save our beautiful North State forests and protect our citizens, property, and lives. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Marcus Parton, candidate for Reading City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Reading. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Rick Massetti, former mayor of the city of Reading, and I'm encouraging the thousands of voters who elected me to elect Marcus Parton.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. Today, the 11th of October, 8:21 in the morning. It's going to go up in the 90s today, low 90s today. So don't leave your dogs or fruit or anything else you love in your car with the windows rolled up. It could turn out bad. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell began her business in 1993. Consistently helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans, and has been very successful at it. Two different divisions, insurance and financial management. So if you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan, maybe your 401k, or how about your health insurance, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. Her offices are down at 1378 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Casey Patch from Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of my favorite Tuesdays of the month, because I hear about all these new things going on. And then, of course, after you leave, I start, do I have that? My brother-in-law, who's a doctor, very, very good doctor, he said, going through medical school, and I got to ask you, and I'm also with Dr. Matthew Allen, who went in college is down at Valor Oncology Center. When you're going through medical school, and you go through all these different diseases and conditions, do you or your friends around you, you start wondering, oh my God, maybe I have that?
Yeah, there certainly is a time, and I think that's probably most common the first 2 years. You know, when you're studying about every disease site and rare disorders, and so you'll be positive that you have something that's like 1 in 5 million patients will have. So I think when you get up on the third and fourth years, when you start in the clinics, that's probably a little less common because once you start those rotations, you're sleeping in the hospital and you're working 80 to 100 hours a week.
Now, so you don't have as much time to stress. Which leads us to the next question. You're bringing in, what, 24 residents? Up to 24.
Yeah, it's a graduate medical education program for internal medicine for residency.
For residents, right?
Yeah. So we'll have 8 on each track. So by the time we're up fully running in 3 years, we'll have 24.
So do you have a special sleeping room for residents?
We do. We have sleep rooms.
And you know, you read these not horrendous, but these. Well, yeah, kind of horrendous. It's almost like being in combat. You're there. You're on duty for 24 hours.
Yeah, it's a little different now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's. I think the longest that they can be on is probably 12 to 16 hours a day.
Okay.
So it's a little different now.
12 to 16.
Yeah,
that makes you feel a little better.
I don't remember what the number was.
I don't want the doctor who's at 20. He's at the 23rd hour and 40 minutes to roll in on me if I'm gushing blood. So.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's coming. So let's go back to Dr. Allen here. We were talking about breast cancer awareness and breast cancer and treatments. So I'm going to turn you loose on this.
Well, I mean, I think a couple things. You know, first of all, October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And maybe a good place to start even before the treatments is just breast cancer screening. So there is a significant benefit for women over 40 getting annual mammograms. Now, it depends on the society that you read nationally, but pretty much, you know, starting to get mammograms after the age of 40 and going yearly has a significant impact for women. So that will increase the chance that cancers are found early when they're more curable and lead to better outcomes. And so that's the first thing that we recommend. And so there's several places in town where you can do that and get your screening mammograms, and we encourage patients to do that. And you don't need to, you can call up directly and get a screening mammogram. You don't have to go through a physician to do that in the state of California.
Okay. Your piece of equipment here, and it's the only one around?
It's not the only one around. We just have the newest one. So ours is newer, so it can do some things that the old equipment can't necessarily do. So, I mean, I think that can be very advantageous. But when you're talking about breast cancer treatment, that typically involves surgery. Breast surgery involves radiation oncology, which is my area of expertise, and also involves medical oncology, and we will often all play a role for those patients. And so really breast cancer is a team effort. It's a multidisciplinary approach, so it's usually going to use multiple specialties involved in their care.
Okay. If somebody is diagnosed early, and I know that, you know, Linda's very involved with Think Pink, and as people know, she had two years ago, right at the beginning. How long ago was COVID? When did that start? 2020?
March 2020.
Okay. Right at that time, she had a breast infection. And I did not realize how serious these things could get in so fast. And the types of treatment. And they used the term that it was like a zebra treatment. And are you familiar with that term? Because when you hear horses running, you think horses, but it could be a zebra.
Zebra is what we say in the medical oncology is for something that's a rare disorder. And so occasionally where you're just asking about medical school, we always think we have the zebra. But usually those are something that's rare and uncommon, when most of the time what you have is going to end up being a horse or something that's much more common. So if somebody has abdominal pain, it's much more likely to be an appendicitis or a gallbladder than is going to be, let's say, a rare stomach cancer, for instance.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this is she went to Shasta Regional, and what great treatment. And I'll just continue to say that to anybody asked. What great treatment she got there, and they were able to fight it and bring it under control. And so But it was tight there for a while.
And it was a tough time for you because of the visiting restrictions.
On the third day, I had put together a hostage rescue team and a helicopter. We were coming in from on the roof, and we were coming down. I was going to visit her, and if I had to put a 180 around us, I was going to go see her, but she turned her loose.
Yeah.
So anyway, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. One of the three cancers that, if caught early, can be cured?
That's absolutely correct. And the cure rates are a lot higher before the lymph nodes get involved. And so if a patient's going through screening, doing screening mammograms, they're much more likely to be found earlier and lead to a better outcome. So that's one of the things that we think is very important for breast cancer. And really, they're one of the disease models for that. So breast cancer has done... there's so many, I think, new achievements and strides that we've seen, and the survival rate or the mortality rate for breast cancer, for instance, has dropped by 45% over the past 30 years, right? Since 1990, it's about a 43-45% reduction in death from breast cancer.
Since 1990?
I think it's actually 1989, but we'll say 1990.
1990? And you say 40 years ago? I'm like... Nah, that wasn't that long ago.
So,
yes, it was.
So what we're seeing is improvements all across the board. So you're getting better early detection. You're getting, improvements in surgical technique, better radiation. And there's a lot of improvements as far as on the new chemotherapy agents for breast cancer. So we're getting better chemotherapies. We're now getting targeted therapies for breast cancer. So you've probably seen the commercials for things like Ibrance on TV, which works well. We're seeing patients where the breast cancer has spread. So when I first started med school, a woman who had breast cancer that had gone to the bones had a survival of only, 1 or 2 years, is very unlikely to see that. Now a majority of those patients are living well past 5 years. And that's for these new improvements and really systemic treatments or chemotherapy agents. So we're making big differences and seeing big differences for breast cancer patients.
Now, don't take this wrong, everybody. I'm not an advocate for big pharmaceuticals. Big pharmaceuticals spend a lot of money to find these types of treatments.
That's correct. I mean, unfortunately, it is expensive to develop new drugs, and so and they can be quite costly. That's a whole topic unto itself. But
right.
Big pharma, they have done. There's certainly a lot of advantages that we've had in this country because of some of these discoveries and things that have been made.
Okay, I'm here with Dr. Matthew Allen from Valor Oncology, and Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, always brings in a real interesting guest for us to talk about, and plus we all hear about the new things happening over at Shasta Regional. Okay. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by the Grading Reading Chamber of Commerce, who, by the way, that show is underwritten by Shasta Regional Medical Center because they just... They're just underwriting it because it's important.
That's right.
Yeah, and you're a member on the board.
I am. I'm terming out this year, though, so I'll have to sit on the sideline and watch as a spectator at this point.
Well, I always ask, hey, what's my chances of getting on the board? Well, I'm in a special division, I guess, by myself. The Grading Reading Chamber of Commerce. Become a member of the Grading Reading Chamber of Commerce. It was founded in 1910. It's an association of businesses. Hundreds and hundreds of businesses, by the way, organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. For more information and to join, give them a call at 530-225-4433. And, in fact, Jake Mangus will be with us tomorrow talking about he just went back to Washington, D.C. for the big Chamber of Commerce meeting in the sky. And he'll be on tomorrow. We can talk about what's going on.
He has a lot of interesting stuff that happened back there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he does. So that's tomorrow morning. Yeah. But we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Tell you to run. Move to see, move to young. Well, pick me up, golden
hand. Hi, this is Doug Lamalfam. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, this is Erin Resner, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. I've been blessed to call Shasta County home for most of my life. My husband and I have built a business, served the community, and raised a family all right here in Shasta County. Like many counties, we have our share of complex problems, and those complex problems require real, long-term solutions. Whether addressing homelessness, mental health, or public safety, I can promise I will listen to you, work with you, and fight for you and our community. Vote for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2022.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. You know, Albert Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We have been electing politicians to office over and over and keep expecting a different result. Career politicians get in office promising to make our lives and our communities better, yet once elected, things continue to decline. Crime, transient camps, wildfires, water shortages are all out of control, yet we put the same people in charge who promise to fix these things and then do nothing once elected. I am different. I am not a career politician, nor will I ever be one. I am a common sense Shasta County native who plans on making things better in the county I grew up in and in the county that I love. I will work hard for all the citizens of Shasta County, and since I plan on pushing for term limits, I will not waste any time. I think some of our problems grow because politicians who plan on spending decades in office don't get in a hurry to get things done. Let's stop the incentive. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. I promise you that I will get things done. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. I like this song. Hey, this is Carl Bott here at Free Fire Radio, 8:35 in the morning here on the 11th of October. It's going to go up in the 90s today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was just at earlier, well, late last week, I guess. I've been living here in Reading, as you know, for about 15 years, and this is the only place I've had my hair cut. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there. They work by appointment, so I can walk in, get my haircut, and walk out. Don't have to wait. They give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold. They never played Oprah, and they don't play Dr. Phil. If you like hockey or golf, there you go on the TV. I'm here with Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional Medical Center. He always brings in a great guest, and he brought in Dr. Matthew Allen from Valor Oncology. And we've been talking about, Valor Oncology was begun by veterans.
That's correct.
Former Special Forces guy that went on to medical school. The service sent him to medical school. I say him.
Dr. Harry Lomas, who's in our Chico office. So.
Okay. And then another, I guess, an Army veteran.
Yes. So Dr. Eric Stickney, who is a Bronze Star recipient.
Recipient. Yeah, so. And as we all know, Dr. Doug McConnell, who used to be the chest cracker, heart surgeon over at the, at Shasta Regional, was also an Army veteran, was very, very proud of his time in the service. So Casey, we talked about breast cancer, but lung cancer.
Yeah, well, you know, we were just discussing kind of the early detection concept and, you know, and again, from, you know, obviously for breast cancer, it's, you certainly want to get your annual screenings. And we also, we've spoke about lung cancer as well and getting that, those particular screenings ahead of time, especially if you're a smoker. And, remember they had just reduced the number of years to 20 pack years of smoking and, lowered the age from 55 to 50, I believe. And then also, if you quit 20 years or sooner, you can qualify for this special low-dose CT of the chest, uh-huh, which picks up, which is used for screening for lung cancer.
Now, that's better because lung cancer is kind of insidious in the way that it can sit there and grow until
that's the problem, right? It gets the level, you know, stage 3 and stage 4 before you start getting symptomatic.
So, you know, what's happened is, you know, mammograms have been around a lot longer. So for lung cancer, a long time, they used chest x-rays, which weren't found to really make a difference. But about 5 years ago, data came out showing that a low-dose non-contrast CT scan, the use to screen these higher-risk patients for lung cancer, had a large mortality benefit, which means people who are undergoing the screening with annual CTs live longer. So they had a big difference in finding smaller cancers earlier. So for patients that don't go CT screening for lung cancer or prior to that, the majority of patients were stage 3 or 4, so about 60% came in at stage 3 or 4. For stage 4, the 5-year survival is about 5%. It's not technically curable.
Because it spreads.
It's already spread by stage 4. And for stage 3, which usually means lymph nodes are involved in the middle of the chest, you know, that survival now is about 35 to 40% at 5 years, which is actual improvement. When I started medical school, that was about 15 to 20% survival. So why does that matter? Well, these early cancers, stage 1 cancers found on these low-dose screening CTs typically have an 80 to 90% 5-year survival. So you're looking at somebody, you're doubling the survival for these patients if they're found at an early stage 1 compared to a stage 3 patient.
Well,
that's
a big
difference.
It just makes sense. Well, is this something then that, I mean, can anybody get this low-dose?
Yeah, so one of the things you have to understand, it's a special certification that we participate with the American College of Radiology. And we're the only scanner in the area that this particular type of scan can be done on. And then also, we also are required to contribute to a registry, which we have to submit certain data sets. And that's what they use to make these policy decisions, especially, you know, when we were talking about the initial program when it came out in 2013. You were 60 years old. You had to be a 40 pack year smoker, or 30 pack. I can't remember. But they've been looking at the data over this time period, and they've decided to change the requirements because we're picking up a lot more disease than we thought. So this is a great program to have, and we brought it up to the North State. We had a new CAT scanner put in that was capable of doing this procedure. So it can be done at Shasta. You just have to have encounter with your physician. You guys have to talk it out, and there's a decision making form that you guys fill out and bring in, and then we can do the scan.
And so what you've done is when you talk about survivability and you take it to 5 years, why 5 years?
It's just kind of an arbitrary number that's used to see how we're doing, because we've got to look at something to kind of keep tabs to see how successful we are as treatments. But for most cancers, we use kind of a 5-year.
So when they hit the 5-year mark, and are you looking at it hasn't come back, or that it's all the symptoms are gone and all that?
Yeah, so we're looking at a couple things in 5 years. So one of the things we're looking for is that there's no symptoms of the cancer at all. So if that's the case at 5 years, usually we're going to say those patients are cured.
So, that's what I was trying to get at. So if you say your survivability rate of 45-50% at 5 years means that they're essentially, not totally, but essentially cured, or they've had that cancer removed and it hasn't grown back and all this. So when it's 5 years, it could be 30 years.
It could be, but we're looking at, you know, for those numbers we're talking about was, I was just talking about survival. So those are people that are alive at 5 years who've been diagnosed with lung cancer. So mm-hmm. a stage three lung cancer patient has about approximately a 40% chance, depending on the stage you want to look at, to make it to 5 years. But if you're a stage one patient found on screening, that number is closer to 90%.
Right.
Okay, so that's why the importance of early detection for something like lung cancer. At that stage, they can undergo surgery, so they can undergo and have something like a lobectomy or a sublobar resection. They can do that robotically over at Shasta Regional. So those are nice options. They can also have SBRT or radiosurgery, which is what we do at Valor. So mm-hmm. those are things to treat those early stage lung cancer patients. But it's a big difference because, you know, you're looking at somebody at stage three who's, it's a lot harder to be able to cure if you find it early. It makes a big difference.
So now we have the ability of taking people that, if, you know, maybe they've smoked before and, I mean, you know, that they talk to their doctor and they come in and they get the CAT scan, low-dose CAT scan.
Yeah, and they recommend having one every year. And that's one of the other reasons why it's low-dose, because, you know, radiation exposure is cumulative. And so they've come up with a special program that is just specifically for looking for lung cancer. And so we don't need as much radiation as we do if we're looking for details of the bones and stuff like that. So one of the other things that's going to be nice is we do have a pulmonologist that's going to be on the campus of the hospital starting in, I think, in November. So he'll have an outpatient practice, do sleep studies, but also will be involved. And he's working in our critical care unit at this point.
Well, pulmonologist, yeah. What is a pulmonologist?
You want to take that one?
Sure. So,
I mean, you know, I hear the term right. pulmonologist a lot, and right. I'm thinking to myself, it's right. pulmonologist. I don't know what it is.
So a pulmonologist is a physician that specializes in the lungs. So they've gone and done internal medicine residency, and they've got additional training in pulmonology just to be working as far as the lungs. It's not necessarily cancer. So it can be. I mean, they deal with a lot of lung cancer, and they'll also deal with things like mesothelioma, but they're also going to deal with people with sleep apnea, as well as people with COPD and asthma, emphysema. So they're involved in
sleep apnea. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, I've known some pretty strong guys working in different groups that had diagnosed with sleep apnea. I'm actually retired from the military at 100%. Sleep apnea is, and this is this layman here, is that your breathing stops during the night, and you wake up consistently during the night. But it isn't something just to, you know, look at somebody and go, oh, okay, they got sleep apnea. This is pretty serious.
It is. And so for people who have sleep apnea, for instance, it can really affect their alertness, their performance, impact their mood, you know, but typically they're diagnosed using a sleep study. And so those are something that's really invaluable for people to see with a pulmonologist. And if they benefit, a lot of times they'll be put on a CPAP.
Yeah, Dr. Musgrave will be doing those procedures as well. I think he does a home test.
Okay. Well, I can't wait till he comes
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
I have a number of friends that have to wear a CPAP at night.
And we'll get you in there. And if you're diagnosed with sleep apnea, you still have to come to work, though.
You talk about me?
Yeah. Sorry.
You can't retire.
No retirement for you.
Let me tell you that after as much time and all the places I've been in the weird sleeping done, that when I came home, I would wake up anything. Anything would wake me up during the night.
Right.
Linda rolling over, getting her glass of water and drinking. I am up. What's going on? Oh, she's drinking water. Now I can safely say that the train coming through at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning is about the only thing that will wake me up, if they've got their horn on all the way through. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. This is Carl Botten. We're here at Free Fire Radio, and we're interviewing Casey Fatch, who is CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Matthew Allen from Valor Oncology. We'll be right back.
Just take those old records.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax, to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track, and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests, and would like you to come down and play our Thankful Tuesday's $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Earn four times the entries on Sundays and Mondays. Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners will pick three game pieces off the game board for free slot play, and the highest winner every half hour will win $1,000 cash. All the details are at WinRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests and would like you to come down and play our Thankful Tuesday $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Earn four times the entries on Sundays and Mondays. Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners will pick three game pieces off the game board for free slot play, and the highest winner every half hour will win $1,000 cash. All the details are at WinRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Jake Mangus will join us at 8 o'clock for Chamber of Commerce. He just went back to the big national Chamber of Commerce meeting in the sky, in the swamp, back in D.C. And so it'll be interesting to hear what he brings back with him. We're here with Casey Fetch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Matthew Allen, who's an oncologist over at Valor Oncology, which is on...
It's right off of Dana Drive, across from the mall.
Yeah, across from the mall in front of Five Brothers.
It's right next to Five Guys and
Five Guys,
across from
whatever they are.
Chase Bank and...
all those places. You can find it. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we're talking about this. Not one size fits all anymore.
It's not. You know, I think that we were just talking at the break. Breast cancer has been at the forefront of individualized medicine for within cancer. And what do I mean by that? Well, 30, 40 years ago, if you had breast cancer, no matter the type, it was kind of all treated the same. So you had surgery, there was a specific chemotherapy, and that was pretty much it. But cancers aren't all the same. We say medically heterogeneous, which means that they're different. And so when you look at breast cancer today, there's a lot that goes on when patients are diagnosed to start looking at their subtypes. So we talk about luminal A, luminal B. We talk about HER2 positive. We talk about triple negative. Those are now subtypes of cancer, and they're treated differently. So what happens for a breast cancer that's known to be estrogen positive, and there's another receptor called HER2 new. If they are estrogen positive, they'll run a test called a mammoprint or an Oncotype, and they're going to look at the mutation specifically in the cancer to see how aggressive it is. And if it's very aggressive, they'll benefit from being on hormone therapy, drugs that block or lower your estrogen, plus chemotherapy. But if that score is low, there's really no benefit to doing chemotherapy. They'll just get, you know, hormone therapy, and so they can avoid chemotherapy, and they're going to do just as well. But we couldn't identify those patients in the past. So we either went through a period where we gave a lot of these estrogen-positive women chemotherapy who really didn't need it, or there was the other issue is you didn't give chemotherapy at all, and there was probably 15-20% of those patients that need it. But now we can find out who those people are and identify them and get them towards the right treatment, which is a big improvement.
Okay. Casey, other things that are that you want people to know with Shasta? One of the things you said was robotic. That's the Da Vinci
right.
system.
Yeah.
And we've got, you have the Da Vinci robotic system, I think it's the XI.
Yeah, it is. And one of Dr. Allen's partners operates at Shasta and does some specialized colorectal surgery. And so that's something we never had available until Valor came to town as well. So those patients were having to leave the area. So a lot of the stuff that, like I said, we're doing before, all these new programs, we're trying to keep people from having to travel. And to your point, yeah, if they want to go down to, you know, any of those facilities down there, that's fine. But, you know, there's really no need to when we could do that. We have the same quality of medical staff in Reading that we just need to give them the tools. So.
And you're getting new tools all the time.
We are getting new tools all the time.
Like that new CAT scan there to help be able to find lung cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you can target specific areas with your linear.
Yeah, with the linear accelerator to be able to treat those patients. But I wanted to really follow up with what Casey was saying there. So, you know, we talk about patients leaving the area. Well, but another big issue is patients won't leave the area. Okay, so what happens is they really do need these. I see that quite a bit, is that they do need some of these specialized treatments. And then if you can't offer it here, they're not going to go down to Sacramento or to the Bay Area. They're just not going to get it. So that's, you know, so there's really two things going on. A, we want to have opportunities for patients so they can get those treatments here. They don't have to leave the area, but there's also a lot of patients who can't. So if you're 80 years old and you don't have an easy ride down to those areas, which happens all the time, you know, we'll have patients that just say, I just can't make it down there. So if we're not offering it here, they're not going to get those treatments. So that
we saw a lot of that with TAVR as well, where patients just said,
they just can't make it down there.
No, that's
too hard.
It's too difficult. You know, and they don't. They weren't getting the procedure before, so now we're seeing a lot more of them come here to get it. So.
What do you recommend, doctor, for women?
As far as
breast cancer and as breast cancer awareness month.
Yeah, you know, so I think some of the things we were touching upon earlier. I think there's a big benefit for women doing their mammograms annually after they hit the age of 40. If you're high risk, and really high risk in breast cancer is mainly people have inherited mutations. So that you've heard genes probably called BRCA1 or BRCA2. Those are breast cancer genes that increase their risk of cancer. And so if patients have a first degree relative, which really means like a mother or sister, in theory a daughter, who are positive for that, they're at high risk, and those patients were often tested. So those are patients where they would start screening at the age of 30, you know, not at 40. So those can be, you know, big benefits. So some of the big changes we've seen for breast cancer is more availability of these genetic testing. And so those are looking in healthy patients who don't have cancer, but to see if they may be high risk for it. So, and those tests have really become much more available in the past few years.
You know, what can we be looking at? I mean, what is the next big jump when you're talking about treating breast cancer? I mean, I know that I talk about miracles of medicine all the time, but is there something that you're looking at saying, whoa, it's going to take a few years, but we're going to get there?
You know that, you know, sometimes I think that we're looking for the next big jump, but, you know, breast cancer, we talked a little bit earlier in the hour about the mortality rate dropping about 45% since 1989.
Yeah.
That has not been done by any one big issue, one big discovery. It's been lots of little ones that have added 1% improvement here, 2% improvement. They're adding Taxol for node positive breast cancer, being able to be more specific, better with your diagnosis. So what we're seeing for a lot of these cancers, it's not always that there's a big leap. It's a lot of small improvements that add up over time. And I would argue breast cancer has really Ben in particular has really shown that. So one of the things that we'll see maybe that could be bigger is we're starting to see immunotherapy more and more for other cancers, and that's something that we're starting to see for breast cancer now. So we expect that that'll probably make an improvement. Immunotherapy are drugs that get your own body to fight the cancer. So it's used a lot in lung cancer. You probably
I've heard about
commercials
that.
For Keytruda.
You're fighting, you're using your own natural defenses in there. Casey, final thoughts here?
Final thoughts. Well, just get in, get your screening, whatever it is. We saw a lot of people avoid screenings during the pandemic,
and
I can tell you, we've seen a lot sicker people coming in. I don't remember the last time I saw people come into the ER with carotid disease. That's always picked up in screening in the offices, you know. And we've had people present symptomatic, and it's like it was 40 years ago again.
So we're having a lot more patients present with stage 3 breast cancer as opposed to stage 1 compared to 3 years ago. So because people weren't getting their mammograms.
Right. Yeah, so for 2 years.
Get in there and get it done, whatever it is. See your doctor.
Well, thank you so much for being thank with you. Us today. Casey, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Matthew Allen of Valor Oncology. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Yeah, thank you, doctor, for that information. Good program, guys. Anyway, this Sunday we are having on Doug LaMalfa on Jefferson State of Mind. He'll be on from 9 to 10, KCNR 1460, and we are hoping to really get some good questions. We'll take one break, so we'll have him in for the entire hour. And I encourage people to listen and go back to the archive for Jefferson State of Mind last Sunday and go and listen to that program, because I think there was a lot of eye-opening and a lot of good information about local politics.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tara.
Thank you very much. You
bet. Doug was on last Friday. He usually calls in because, D.C., but they're off now, and he just strolled into the studio. So we had him here. So it could kind of keep him under control, if anybody can.
There you go.
Everybody, the most important thing that I've heard today and you got to take to heart is early screening, talking to your doctor, some cancer, prostate cancer and all these. I'd love to have a show on that.
Sure.
About that, because I was told that if I live long enough, I'll get prostate cancer.
That's true.
Is that true?
That's true.
Because you're male.
Well, women don't have a prostate, but as you get in your 80s, the vast majority of men
probably have
a low-risk prostate cancer.
We walked right into that one, huh?
And speaking of one of my heroes, it's just walked in that Randall Hemplin. I turned him loose for 2 days, literally, 3 days?
Yeah.
That's the gentleman I was talking about, going down and getting his chest, what do you call it? I call it chest cracked, but you all have a real medical term for it. Double bypass and an aortic valve replacement.
You're looking good, pal.
You are, man. You're walking.
Yes.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. And remember, God bless America.